So the passage is John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
Thank you, Emma. It's good to see you this morning, church. And I had a message prepared this morning, and God gave me a different message. And so I'm not sure how long this message is going to last, but I think it's got something that God has laid upon my heart for today. As I was driving to the church office, I think it was on Wednesday morning, I found that I couldn't play my Spotify list on my car audio. So I put in a CD, which was a CD I created a long time ago. And on it was a song which really spoke to me. It was a song by Christian Stanfield called "My Heart Is Yours." And it basically says, you know, "I surrender my life to you. It's your, my life is all yours." But it also then runs into the song "I All to Jesus I Surrender," which is a really old hymn, but and the words go like this: "All to you I freely give. I will ever love and trust you. In your presence I will live. Lord, all to Jesus I surrender. All to you I freely give. Oh, I will ever love and trust you. In your presence I will live." And as I kind of heard those words, I just kind of had a check in my spirit. Something just kind of really spoke to me, because they're very, very challenging words, aren't they? Can we truly say, "Lord, all to Jesus I surrender. I will ever love and trust you"? And I started to think, well, actually, you know, in this kind of period of lockdown when we've not been able to meet, how is my love for Jesus Christ? And that's my challenge for you today. How is your love for Jesus Christ? You know, I kind of think back across my life. I became a Christian when I was 15. I remember surrendering, if you like, I thought at the time, everything to Jesus. And then, you know, as you go through your life, in December, I was the same year, I was then baptized and declared to everyone that I believe in Jesus, I follow Jesus, I've given my whole life to him. And I think back as a young person, I got involved in the church. I was involved in preaching and acting and kind of witnessing. And then I went to Bible college, again, committing my whole life to Christ, not knowing where that would lead. And then took on roles within churches to pastor and to lead. And for me, it's that's the stuff I've been doing, but how is my relationship with Jesus Christ? Do I still love and trust him? Do I really love him? You see, we've been thinking this weekend a fair bit about love. We've had Matt and Claire's wedding yesterday, and you know, we've gone through the vows. We've heard 1 Corinthians 13 read, And today we are going to have Matt and Emily's wording. And, you know, again, we're going to have the same passage read, and it talks about what love is. And there's that when two people get married, you know, love is so evident, isn't it? They kind of look at each other and, you know, with kind of gooey eyes and, you know, we love each other. We get married today. We want the world to know that. And, you know, the whole thing about love, you know, and what we say about Christianity, don't we, is that actually Christianity is not, is actually a relationship. It's a relationship with Christ. And I wonder how your relationship with Christ is, whether you truly love Jesus Christ. You see, it's so easy, isn't it, that our Christian faith can become a habit, that we actually think to ourselves, okay, well, you know, I'm going to do church this morning. I'm going to go online. You know, I'm going to get in the top half dressed, you know, just so I look decent. I'll say hi to people. We'll sing some songs. And we get into this habit, or maybe what you're, how you're serving God has become just a duty, something you do. But is love for Jesus at the center of what you do? And I want to pick up what Emma read to us this morning. And in the NIV that is on my computer, the phrase that starts the whole passage is this. After they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" And I noticed in some of the other versions, it doesn't actually say, "Do you truly love me? Truly love me?" And you know, that for me was just a challenge as I kind of started to think about loving Christ. Do I truly love Christ more than these? And what Jesus was doing was just, you know, they think Jesus was either referring to going fishing, you know, because Peter's life before he met Christ was fishing, you know, going out on the lake, catching fish, selling fish, you know, it was his life. It was his love as well. And so was Jesus saying, well, basically, look at the boats, look at the nets, because, you know, you guys have just been out fishing. You caught 153 fish. You know, do you love me more than that stuff? The other suggestion is that there were six other disciples that morning. And Jesus basically said to these guys, you know, do you love me more than these guys do? And in that way, comparing Peter's love for against the other disciples' love. Because when Peter denied Jesus, he actually said to Jesus, "God, I love you more than all these other guys do. You know, my love for you goes deeper, and I'm not going to deny you, Jesus, because I love you so much." And so we don't know what Jesus was really getting at, but it's just that phrase, do you truly love me more than these? You know, I think about my life and the things that are around me. You know, do I love Jesus more than my bank account, more than my home, more than my family, more than the hobbies I have, more than the cars I drive, more than the ministry I have within the life of the church? Where does my relationship and my love for Christ fit with all these things? Because what Jesus is trying to say to Peter is actually, you know, do you love me more? Because that's what Jesus Christ wants. And I think maybe for some of us, we gave our lives to Christ maybe a few years ago. Maybe for many of us, it was decades ago. And do we still love him the same as when we bowed the knee and gave our lives to him? Because something drew us to him. And along the way, we've had an experience of the love of Christ, how he has loved us. But are we loving him? As I've said, you know, Christianity is not about just doing stuff. It's about relationship. And how is our relationship with Christ? Do we love him? And what I want to do is just think about the whole thing about Peter. Because actually, when we look at the story of Peter, we see three things that Christ, in a sense, wants Peter to be doing to demonstrate that love. And the first thing he wants, really, is he wants Peter's devotion. He wants Peter's devotion. So it's interesting, isn't it? He says to Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Now, the theologians have a great time over these phrases, because there's two words for love. Well, there's four words for love in Greek, but there's two that are used here. And Jesus says, you know, basically, do you truly love me? And the phrase there, the love that's being described is an agape love, which is the love of God, a deep, deep love. Do you have that kind of love for me, Peter? And what Peter says is actually, I have a filial kind of love for you, Lord. That's what I've got. It's a kind of a brotherly love, not the same kind of depth as an agape love. And so Jesus asks him again, and he asks him again. And each time, Peter says, you know, well, I've got a kind of a filial kind of love for you, a brotherly love for you. And the last question that Jesus asks, he says, do you have a brotherly love for me? And Peter says, yeah, I have that brotherly love. And here is Jesus saying, actually, Peter, do you really love me the way I love you? And it's almost like Peter can't say that. And maybe because it's the fact that he failed Jesus three times, and three times Jesus is asking him, do you love me? But what God is looking for from us is a deep devotion to him. And I wonder if that is part of what we have, whether we are really truly moved when we think about our relationship with Christ, when are we truly moved when we think about his death, his sacrifice upon the cross? Are we ever brought to tears because of the love of God, how much he loved us? And how do we express our devotion to him? How do we do that? Are there things that we do when it comes to our relationship with God and with relationship with Christ? Do we find ourselves on our knees praying to him, seeking him, wanting to speak to him, wanting to open our lives and fully share with him? I wonder. Or has our love become cold? It says in, I think it's Revelation 2, when Jesus is speaking to the Ephesian church, he talks about how they have lost their first love, that they were doing all these things, but they did not still have the first love that they had for Christ. Their love had grown cold. Their love perhaps had dwindled. And so my challenge to you this morning is, how is that relationship with Christ? Do you still feel something deep within your heart? Is it there? Do you have that devotion to give yourselves and fully commit yourself to him? The second thing we see in this passage is that actually what Jesus calls Peter to is, he calls him to serve. He calls him to service. You see, each time Jesus talks about, you know, do you love me? The next thing he says, well, you know, actually, yes, I do love you. Then Jesus gives him a task. He says, well, go on and feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. And then he talks about feed my sheep. You see, actually, when we love somebody, then we will have a heart's desire to serve them and to do something for them. And Jesus is speaking to Peter and basically saying, Peter, you become a shepherd. I'm the great shepherd, but the role of shepherd is going to be passed on to you. And if we remember that when we looked in 1 Peter, we realize that Jesus is, Peter says, you know, from the great shepherd to you shepherds, this is what you have to be, you elders, you have to be shepherds of the flock. And so that role is being passed on to Peter to care for the church, to care for the people of God, to oversee the church as it was going to be formed. What an incredible responsibility. But it was something that was going to be passed on to Peter. And God calls us to serve. You see, when we think about people getting married, you know, they say some very, very powerful vows. They really do. They, you know, they talk about, I share everything I have with you. I give you everything. And in a sense, when it comes to our love should be demonstrated by our actions. When we were doing the marriage prep course with Matt and Claire, one of the part of the courses, you go over the five languages of love, words of affection, acts of service, quality time, giving gifts, physical touch. And you kind of think, okay, which is your kind of, you know, the language that you understand? And, you know, it's quite interesting because when I think of, you know, when we think about that, what does Christ want from us? In a sense, he wants all five, doesn't he? He doesn't have a favorite. He wants us to do all these things because we love him. He wants us to speak up for him. He wants for us to give ourselves to him. He wants us to share our faith with others and to serve others and to bless others. His love in us should flow to him, but also out to others. What did Jesus actually say? Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. That's the kind of love he's looking for. That is such a tall order. But then he also goes on to say, and love others as you love yourself. And that is the challenge, isn't it? That our love should be demonstrated and should be shown not only to God, but also to others. Lastly, I just want to talk about the fact that Jesus actually said to Peter, right at the end of this passage, he says, follow me. And he talks about the fact that actually what's going to happen to Peter. He says, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and you went where you went. But one day you will stretch, when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone will lead you and you will go where you don't want to go. And what Jesus was talking about was actually that Peter was going to be crucified. And we know that around between, I think it was 64 and 67 AD, Peter was actually crucified by Nero, under Nero's reign. He was crucified upside down because he did not feel himself worthy to be crucified the same way as his Lord and Master. But what Jesus said to him was, you need to follow me. Now, you know, in a sense, that was a repeat of the call that he had in Luke chapter 5. Where again, there were fish involved and they'd gone out fishing and they pulled up all these fish. And Jesus, you know, they got to the side of the lake and basically Jesus said, you know, just follow me. And we know that straight away, Peter and Andrew just left their nets. They walked away and started to follow Christ. See, they were following a rabbi, which meant a huge commitment that you would give everything to that rabbi because you wanted to learn from him and be like him. So Peter surrendered his life at that point to Jesus Christ. He was committing himself to serve others, to build the kingdom. And he'd also be following Christ to the cross. And so when Jesus said, follow me, it was an act of full surrender and full commitment. And here Jesus repeats it again. Interesting, isn't it? That in a sense, maybe Jesus took Peter back to the very beginning. And then he repeated it and says, follow me. Because in a sense, Peter messed up halfway through, didn't he? But again, here again, the call of Jesus is fresh and new. And I wonder as Christians whether we are willing to fully surrender to Jesus Christ, all that we have, to follow him. Are we willing to lay our lives down for him? Are we willing to give up what we have and maybe give it to others for his sake? Are we willing to deny ourselves? Are we willing to take up the cross? Are we willing to give everything to Christ? And that's my challenge for you today. Is that, do we truly love Christ? Do we love him more than all the other things in our lives? And maybe you just need today to look at your devotion to Christ and answer that question. Am I fully devoted to him? Maybe you need to look at your service and say, am I giving my life in service to God and to others? How do I use my time? Do I really care about the needs of others? Do I really want to see the kingdom of God come? And then lastly, am I really willing to surrender everything to him? That's my challenge today. As I kind of put this message together, I've had to challenge myself. Because I know so easy, isn't it, that our love can grow cold, that we can become selfish. And our love and our faith is not vibrant. How do you find really coming to God in prayer? Is it hard work? How do you find reading the Bible? Do you find it really difficult to get into the Word? Maybe because our love for God has grown cold. Our love for Christ is not what it should be. And today, I just want to call you back to that relationship, to think about where it started, and to ask God today that he might renew and refresh your love for him and for Jesus. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord God, I thank you. I want to thank you today, Lord, that you do love us, that your love is unconditional. No matter what we do, no matter how far we fall, we thank you that you love us. And we thank you, Jesus, that you demonstrated your love by going to the cross and dying there for us. And Lord, today we think about our love for you. Lord, we do thank you for the many blessings that you have placed within our lives, our homes, our families, our belongings. And Lord, today we just want to recommit ourselves to you. And we pray that you would help us to love you more than the things that you have given us. We pray that today, Lord, that you would refresh and renew our love. Lord, if there's anything that hinders our love, Lord, we pray that you would remove it. And we pray that you would put a passionate heart within us, a heart full of love and devotion to you. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to walk in your ways, to be obedient to your word, and to serve you and to serve others. And Lord, today, help us to fully surrender to you, to be willing to lay down our lives for you and for your kingdom, to be willing to give up everything if you ask. Lord God, renew us, refresh us, fill us with your love, put a fire within us, and may it burn with passion for Jesus Christ today. And we ask this now in his name. Amen.